Hello, welcome to Dailyish. It is Thursday, October 16th, 7 degrees outside, rainy, kind of fallish, still fallish. Welcome to Dailyish. This is definitely the ish part of Dailyish. It's a season of ish. As you can probably tell, I don't know if your headphones or speakers or surround sound system that you listen to podcasts on properly amplifies the sinus range of the tone of my voice lately. I still have the cold, and so my apologies. This is going to be a short one because I don't want to sniff in your ear. It just sounds gross on many levels. It's just my left sinus right now, not my right one. Your right, my left. It's, yeah, something, probably, you know, probably an infection or something. I don't know. We'll see. There's no yucky stuff other than just mucus, you know, usual stuff coming out. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Hopefully it goes away soon. Because it's just not fun. But I'm surviving. I don't need your sympathy anymore. That was last week. I can handle sinus stuff. It's annoying and frustrating, especially as someone who does podcasting where you're talking and sharing your vocal range with people. But I can handle that. It's the sore throat and stuff that's just painful and frustrating. So I digress. It's a busy week in addition to the cold, which is why there has been a lack in Dailyish episodes this week. So my apologies. But maybe you've gotten more done. Maybe you've, instead of spending 5 to 10 minutes listening to me, you've focused on yourself, spent some time thinking about the things you appreciate, the things you're thankful for. It's the, in Canada here, it's the month of Thanksgiving. Last weekend was Thanksgiving. When you're you sort of, you know, say things you're thankful for. So maybe you've gotten to spend a little more time in your inner thoughts. I hope you have. Apparently cough and cold medication makes me think I am more introspective and deeper thoughts than I actually do. So anyways, I digress. I'd be a couple big client projects that are I'm under the gun on, which is a good thing to have. I tend to work better under the pressure of deadlines and things, as much as I might not like the deadlines, but helps to sort of give focus and parameters for what's going on. Often clients tend to be more you know, whatever, no big deal, no pressure. We just want to know that somebody's working on our website, which is okay. But and then left to my own devices, sometimes I tend to I'll just sort of pick away at a whole bunch of stuff, and rather than just, you know, drill down, focus and get one thing done this week, and then the next week get another project done, they all kind of just float there and then build up into a massive amount of mucus in the workplace, as it were, to use an analogy that's appropriate to my sinuses right now. And then all of a sudden there's all this pressure and you just have to blow your nose and get rid of it all. So I'm not sure how that relates to getting work done, but life hack, that kind of stuff, you know. You know what I'm talking about. I've neglected to mention because I was focused on making sure I didn't drip my nose onto the spit guard or pop filter. It's not a spit guard. This isn't Subway. Neglected to mention this episode is sponsored by Campaign Monitor. We'll throw a sponsor at the end because maybe just to mix it up. You know, you were expecting it at the beginning, didn't hear it. You'd normally skip it maybe in your mind. Now you're hearing it. Campaign Monitor, which I use to send out all the newsletters at Good Stuff. You can visit campaignmonitor.com to check them out. Get sending newsletters to your clients, potential clients, customers. Beautiful, amazing templates that you can build yourself. Canvas.cm to check out the templates. Tell them you heard about it at Good Stuff. And my thanks to them for sponsoring Dailyish and Good Stuff. They are awesome. And on that note, I will leave you before I have to blow my nose in your ear. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.